Sean, how are you settling in?
Good, yeah. I arrived here last Monday at 1 o'clock and seen the sun shining on the blue sky, so put a smile on my face straight away. Down here doing a bit of training now the last few days and just working with the strength and conditioning coaches and working my way around the place, just getting to know things and enjoying every moment of it.
How exciting is it to have signed with Freo?
Oh, it's a dream come true. I was here last year, last November, and I spent about 3 weeks here, and it just didn't work out at that time, but I knew there was still a little bit of a hope, and I'm here now, and that's all that matters.
What did you work on in that period of time after not getting picked up last year?
There was just, I think they were happy enough, just I had to keep up my skills and improve. Obviously, I need to improve, They sent me over programs. They made everything so easy for me, videos. So to say, I had to do something in the gym. They'd have a video of it for me, so I could just look at it and get my technique spot on. And they just laid everything out there for me and made it so easy. All I had to do was follow.
What sort of you obviously had a fair bit of correspondence with the club over the last sort of 12 months, sort of kept in touch to see how you're going, how you're travelling, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'd be in touch. Yeah, just. Seeing how we're going and keeping well, just keeping tabs really. It's nothing major there, just seeing how we're well and keeping up my training program and keeping in good shape.
So what was it like, obviously, training? Did you have a Aussie Rules footy over there practicing?
Yeah, I did. And I had a few of them back at home because went through a lot of processes. And one of my mates, Daniel Flynn, he's with Port Adelaide and he was home for a couple of weeks. So it was nice getting out on the pitch, having a kick with him and maybe doing a few gym and running sessions with him, so it just helped me along well as well.
Were people giving you strange looks kicking in?
Yeah. I remember one day I had Gaelic training. I went for a kick before the Gaelic training and the manager came and kicked it into the hedge. He was only messing, but he got kicked into the hedge. I had to get it after training. Wasn't allowed in the pitch.
What sort of expectations do you have then heading into the pre-season and the next season?
I just want to learn from the best here, all the professional coaches, all the players. I want to get to know the players, get to know the game, just baby steps, just get to know and learn something new every day I come in here. So every day I just want to learn a couple of things, take from there and just try and build on it every day.
Have you had a sit down with Ross yet?
No, I got a call from him yesterday and we're going to have a chat later on in the week. He's a lovely man and I'm looking forward to listening to what guidance he's going to give me.
Have you sought any advice from other Irish players that are playing in the AFL at the moment?
Yeah, I'd be in close touch with Ty Kennelly, so Ty would be a big influence, and watching him play is it's nice to watch him play and see how well he does over here. It's gives you a bit of inspiration, so he gave me a good bit of advice and I take it all on board and try and put it into action.
Seems to be quite a lot of Irish players coming into the league now.
Yeah, I think there's 9 altogether now, 9 or 10, so it's becoming very popular. Not sure. I think Pierce Hanley's doing fierce well up in Brisbane. It's great for anyone coming from we're not a professional sport over in Ireland, even though we may play and train like it, but still we have to work and it's just it's tough on the Gaelic players at home. But it's nice to come over here and just put all your time and effort into training and getting your body right and getting yourself ready for games. It's nice. I love the professional lifestyle.
Do guys talk about it all back at home? Does it sort of get recognised as a sport now, i.e. that it might be an option if you're good enough?
I suppose being from my area and one of my friends and myself, it's big enough in my area. I'm not sure if the whole of Ireland would it's not. I think it's grown immensely over the last couple of years. Even the International Rules Series that's coming up, it gives a good... advertises it well, but back when I remember when I was only a young lad looking at Ty Kennelly dancing on top of the stage after winning the grand final. That was on RT News at 9 o'clock, so everyone in Ireland was watching that. So someone else could do something similar to that, it'd give another boost to the sport in Australia.
You've probably watched a little bit of the sport now. Do you think you're suited to any particular position?
Well, I'm not sure. I'll leave that up to the coaches. I'm just trying to develop myself and I don't know, I'm not sure. I'll leave that to the coaches.
Playing Gaelic football, what sort of position?
It's midfield, kind of, say. They'd be the tall guy, so I'm tall, but I'm not tall over here, so they'd be the contestant in the middle of the field for high catching and stuff like that. So, I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm not tall enough for that, but I could play as a key something key, I don't know what, key forward or defender, I don't know, I'm not sure.
What are your strengths? Are you a good runner, good mark, key?
I don't know, I don't like to, I think I have a good endurance, I'm good in the air, strong in the air, like to think I have a good kick, but sure, I was out kicking with one of the three old boys there, and he was pinging them to my chest, and mine was everyone, and a few of mine were just going off track. So a lot of learning to do. It's a different game, and I'm just going to work hard and try and get good at it.
Surely, with a last name like Hurley, you would have done a bit of hurling growing up as well.
My sisters play camogie, actually. That's the female sport of hurling, so they're very good at that. But I don't know. My mother and father never let me play hurling; they just put me straight into football. So I just actually stayed along them lines for the rest of my life.
What do you know about this club and the history in the game, etc.?
I only became I only started to follow Frio about 3 years ago, and I can just see how, even looking at their fans, how hearty they are. It's just a club of great history and great fight in it. So it's just great to be here. I can just see the fight within the club is unreal, and I want to be part of it.
And how did you get the first invite to come across? Did someone spot you playing for a representative?
Well, Ty Connelly would have a system over in Ireland where he looks, you guys scouts out, and he brings you to a draft, and then after the draft you get brought over to the national. Two got picked out of Ireland. Say there was 20 in the Irish one, two got brought to the Australian draft, and after that I was talking, the way of interviews at the draft, and I talked to a good few clubs, and I enjoyed my interview with Frio. They seemed like a nice bunch of lads, and just became, I don't know, after that it all started to roll on, and I'm not sure how it happened, but I'm delighted to be here.
Are you ready for a pre-season? It's going to be pretty hot.
Yeah, I was out there running today. It's about 28 today, is it? And we felt fairly hot out there, so hopefully I still have another about 2 weeks to adjust with, so hopefully I'll be out trying to adjust.